Okay, Paul. Well, very good. Interesting story there, and thank you for sharing, for sure. And yeah, you're sounding good in a repeater, but unfortunately that distant repeater was covering you up, because you are not real weak in the repeater, but you're not, you know, rock solid in the repeater with an HT. So unfortunately it happens to all the HTs when that repeater's coming in strong. But thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and look forward to hearing from you next week, hopefully. All right, N9YOU, Brian, go ahead with your comment. Or maybe you got Flopping Chop. I don't know what you got. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's hard telling what I have once in a while. N9YOU. No, I was thinking, with Mike's wire, you can have it where it's at, but instead of that tree, go over the house and put it on that other tree over there. That's what I was kind of thinking. Stretch it out more, maybe it'll work there too. At least that way it still have the same antenna, just stretched a different way. And on YOU.
Yeah, see, there you go. I don't know where the antenna's at versus where it could go. I don't know his property that well, but yeah, if you can definitely stretch it a different way, at most what it should do is just maybe get a different part of the planet. You know, if he's going good in east and west, maybe it'd be more northwest, you know, southeast kind of thing. You never know. It might just change a little bit. And then it may, it's doing good now, it may be a rock star moving it to that direction. So, okay, Dave, do you have a comment to that?
Well, the only tree I have on my property is a big pine tree on the west side of my house. Right now I have the antenna up in a tree that rightly belongs to my neighbor that's on the east side of my house. But I do have a tree on the west side. I wondered about that. And that okay.